Welcome to Geological Shop Talk. In this podcast, we bring you roughly 12 to 15 minutes of practical clinical methods, perspectives, and advice that has its work boots on. In the next few minutes, you'll get a clinical gem of practical material that you can begin to investigate the next time that you walk into clinic. Additionally, visit the show notes page for supporting materials from this week's guest on Shop Talk. All right, roll up your sleeves. Let's get to work. Hey friends, welcome to today's Shop Talk. I'm delighted to have with you today Renee Klorman, the fantastic production assistant here at Geological. Hey Renee.
Hi Michael.
How are you feeling today?
I feel good. How do you feel?
I'm doing better. I was sick.
Yeah.
But I'm better now. And recently you were sick.
I was. The clinic where I work went mask optional. And I was still wearing a mask, but by the end of the week, I caught a cold. And so I treated it with herbs, and then I caught a second cold. And that was, that's what started our conversation about using one of the master dong points.
Yes, because you were sick and you weren't really getting well, as I recall.
Yeah, the first cold, it looked a lot like COVID. I didn't have COVID. It was a lookalike. And so I used three different sets of herbs, and that worked really well for four sets of formulas. And then things got better. And then I got this massive sore throat and swollen glands, and nothing touched it. And I thought, oh, well, maybe I have strep. I should go check. And so negative for strep. And then that night I decided that I was just going to try acupuncture on it, since that was the one thing I hadn't tried. And I did the master
dong. You're going to use some acupuncture. That's such a great idea.
I know, right? I didn't do any acupuncture the first round. I just thought, oh, let's just hit it with herbs.
Do you find that this happens sometimes? And our listeners out here may have this happen too, where you're sick and it's like, oh, I feel awful. I should do something. I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll just sleep. And then a day or two goes by and you realize, wait a minute, I could do some acupuncture.
Yeah, I did gua sha on myself. I did it on my neck to try to soothe it. I did moxa on, this is a different thing. You palpate kidney 2 and spleen 4, and whichever one is more sensitive, you moxa that one, and it helps with the sore throat. And
now, how's that supposed to work?
I didn't prepare for that. I don't remember. It's okay. A long time ago, but it actually does work. But it's only temporary. It will soothe it, but it doesn't make it go away.
Okay, so kidney 2 or spleen 4.
Yes.
Those are like really close to each other.
Yeah. And usually one is way more tender than the other.
Well, that's a good thing to know.
I'm sorry, I can't explain the mechanism for that, though.
I'm pretty good with palpate over here. If one of these shows up, have at it. It's okay, too.
Yeah. Does this hurt? I'm going to put a needle there.
All right. Anyway, so you got a bad sore throat. It's like you need a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you're going to needle
Sancha San. I did Sancha San, and I'm left-handed, so I had a sore throat that also I had an earache that was dominant on the left side. So I thought, okay, I'll start with the right hand, and Sancha San is between the fourth and fifth finger on the Sanjiao channel, and you inserted it Sanjiao 2, and then you thread it through Sanjiao 3. It can go really an inch and a half is what you want, and so I probably got it somewhere between an inch and a half. And then I waited 10 minutes and nothing happened. And so I took it out and I'm like, okay, so I'm going to do the right side. I'm going to use my right hand, which is not my dominant needling side. So I did it just to practice. And then I left that one in for 10 minutes, nothing. And I went to bed and woke up in the morning and my glands were back to normal. My sore throat was completely gone. And my fatigue that I had had for a week from that first cold was also gone. I felt great. I felt normal. It was amazing.
So we love to get quick results. You know, it's always, you know, acupuncture party tricks are the best, right? Put a needle in and people are like, oh, I'm immediately better. It's so ego gratifying. But for you, this took overnight.
Yeah. And I think what, you know, if you think about the Sanjiao channel, it regulates and transports qi to the whole body. So, you know, in working with master dong points, I am used to getting, especially with any kind of qi and blood stagnation, I am really used to immediate results in the clinic where I can say, I'm going to put this point in. Actually, san cha, air, and yi work instantly for back pain. And so I think I've had this expectation of like, okay, sore throat, like I should get immediate relief, and it didn't happen. So that was a great lesson. It was a great lesson to think, okay, so for some things, it might take 24 hours. Nothing might happen on the table. And that's also a potential normal.
I think it's a really important thing to remember. We're so often looking for that quick result. Often enough, we get them. So it's not an unreasonable thing, but something like a severe, sounds like toxic wind heat, it might take a little time for the system to resolve that away.
Right. And what's cool is my favorite part of acupuncture is how elegant can I make my treatment? And, you know, I'd say 60% of the time that's not happening. But in that 40%, when something beautiful, like putting in one point that actually touches multiple points. So, you know, it's passing through SI3, it's touching, you know, Sanjiao 3 and Heart 8, and then Sanjiao 2. So that's amazing. It's like 4-in-1, and they're going to clear heat. They're going to release the exterior. They're going to address anything in the head and neck. They're going to address the swollen glands and the earache. It was, I didn't know. I mean, when I did it, I just thought, I know this point helps with immunity and I'm just going to try it. But, you know, when you asked me about doing this, I thought, oh, I should understand like why it worked a little bit better, which it's great. It's a great learning opportunity. It reminds me to, you know, slow down too.
Well, often enough too, especially when it's ourselves, I don't know about you, but I know for me when it's myself and I want to treat something and I get an idea, it may be a half-baked idea, especially if I'm not feeling well, but I'm willing to be my own white mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's see what happens here. And sometimes nothing happens. Like, okay, useful to know. Sometimes something like you had with your situation, something works quite well. And then it's like, oh, I wonder what else is going on here. Now I need to think about this more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about the mechanisms. And then, of course, when you have a chance to use it in clinic out in the wild, see what happens.
Yeah. And this point I use a lot for headaches, dermatology, like itching. You know, if someone's really itchy, has eczema on the table, that point will calm everything down so they can rest. And
really?
Yeah. Migraines too.
Because I've got someone who is seriously itchy.
Yeah. Try that. You could also do all three because they work really well together. And, you know, first try San Cha San and then, you know, mm-hmm. Wait a minute and see how they feel. I think, you know, the other part about this point is doing these points on myself reminds me of what it feels like when the patient receives that point. And, you know, some points are really easy, but some of the master dong points require a very particular technique. And if you don't get the technique, it doesn't work. And, you know, with this one, it slides in like butter, really easy through the, you know, between the two fingers. And I found that on myself, I mean, on my dominant side, it was easy to do that, but not on my dominant side. So then I got a sense of, oh, this is what the patient's feeling when although I'm holding their hand to feel exactly when things get stuck and I need to readjust, but it gives me a sense of the sensation of it. So sometimes I'll say, this point should, because when you take a needle out, a big needle, and you put it between two fingers, they give you this look of like, what are you going to do to me? So usually I say, this might feel odd, but it shouldn't hurt. If it hurts, let me know. And I can feel before they say anything when the tissue, something is a little off with my insertion. But yeah, it's also just like you're saying, to be your own white mouse. So it's a great to practice. It's a great point. And it's so, so useful that to have this in your toolbox is will make any clinic day run smoother for multiple reasons.
I'm really excited to try this. So itching, almost any kind of heat.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you say that you use it for?
It could do the earache. It could do the swollen glands. So really Sanjiao channel related, so since mm-hmm. it threads through two points. And then that was all of them. You already said headache.
Okay. And when you're needling, you said you hold their hand. Are you feeling for where the needle's moving through the skin? Or are you paying attention to the tip of the needle? What's going on when you're actually doing the needling? Walk us through that.
Yeah, that's a great question. So first, the gauge, I use 20 by 50 for someone who has a larger hand, or for someone, a hand that's a little smaller, I'll use 18 by 40. And then, you know,
those are long needles.
Yeah, they're long needles. And I hold their hand is resting on the table. I put my non-needling hand, the fingers on the palmar side, so I can feel what's going on. And then I have my thumb resting on the dorsal side, basically over Sanjiao 3. And I'm holding up their hand so it keeps a loose fist. And I ask them just to relax. And when I feel the muscles relax, then I look for the point between the two knuckles of the fourth and fifth finger. And you can slightly feel an opening. So I'll insert it into that opening, wait a minute, maybe 10 seconds for them to relax. And then I will begin sliding it in. And when I do that, the fingers that are on the palmar side, I can feel the muscles twitch if I don't have it exactly right. You'll feel something move under your fingers. And then the dorsal, mainly the thumb I'm using on the dorsal side, is just to stabilize. And then my fingers that are inserting the needle, I'll rest one finger, usually on a knuckle, the third knuckle, as I'm inserting. So I'm just trying to think of what I'm doing. Maybe it's my finger, but yeah, you definitely want to stabilize the hand that is needling, because you want to be able to hold everything pretty still. And then once it goes in, it slides right in. And for something like 18 by 40, I'll definitely go up. I'll go up to the hilt almost. And then I just ask them to relax and not move. and then that's it. And generally, they're, at least with Sancha, Air, and Yi, with back pain, I put those two in first, and their back pain goes away immediately. And then they just relax. So it allows me then to do, you know, other things. And the san, in terms of, you know, itching, headache, it's same thing. It will immediately release whatever's grabbing them, and they'll be able to relax on the table.
So if it's a physical pain, expect pretty much immediate relief.
Yeah. So I would say qi stagnation, any kind of qi stagnation, any kind of, really blood, you know, blood and body fluids, because that would be Sanjiao channel. So at least with Sancha San, and because it goes to the vertex too, you know, in terms of the Sanjiao channel, it will relieve a headache instantly. And it goes through Xie Bai, and that's one I often use for migraines. So if I'm trying to be, again, that elegant, I would choose Sancha San over Xie Bai, because it also threads through SI3, which is also good for, you know, or Wangsheng Er and Yi are also good for headaches, so, and neck pain.
It's kind of like hitting a home run with bases loaded.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of it as like an Uber, and four people get in. It's like 4 points get in. And so, you know, they all the friends get in at once, and you just with one needle. So,
and off you go. Great. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm sure that the listeners are going to find this helpful. I know I found it helpful. I can't wait to see some back pain walk in and try this. And especially because there's been a lot of respiratory things going around, and sore throats and things. So I'm going to put this in the toolkit, see what happens.
Just one more plug for the others, the Sanchao Er and Yi. I had a patient who had 8 out of 10 back pain, and I put one point in, back pain reduced. I put the second point in, and they said, whoa, that was better than morphine. And they had just spent a week in the hospital where they received morphine.
That was better than morphine. And they look like Wolverine when you're done.
Yeah. I mean, that's really fun too. Oh, speaking of, you can do it when they're on their belly too. Sometimes it's a little easier to insert from that angle. So I do it both ways. They can be on their back or their belly.
And I love your description of both supporting their hand. That's got to be reassuring when you're sticking a big needle in there. And also using your hand to sense what's happening as I put that needle in. So that makes a lot of sense, to be able to sense through your own physicality and at the same time be reassuring to the patient because you're holding their hand as you stick a big needle in.
Yeah, good point.
All right, Renee Klerman.
All right, Michael Max, thank you.
Thanks for the Shop Talk.